Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
People set out on their journey thinking the prize is at the finish line. They picture the car, the house, the applause, the recognition. But here's what I've discovered after all these years. It's never really about the finish line. It's about who you had to become on the way there. And that's why the obsession has to be with the work, not the results. Because the results are just evidence. They're the byproduct. The real reward is the person you turn into through the process. Think of it like this. If you plant a seed, you don't sit outside staring at the dirt every day, demanding to see sprouts. You water it, you tend the soil, you pull the weeds, you commit yourself to the work, and then, one day, growth shows up. Not because you obsessed over the sprout, but because you obsessed over the watering. The problem is, so many people quit before the sprout even breaks the surface. They get discouraged, they think it isn't working, and they abandon the process. But the truth is, the work was working. It just hadn't revealed itself yet. That's why the real discipline, the real mindset, is to become obsessed with showing up day after day, long before the results give you any encouragement. I've met people who put all their energy into dreaming about what life will look like when they succeed. They imagine themselves standing at the top of the mountain, but they never practice climbing. And it's not the dream that takes you to the top. It's the climb. It's the blisters, the sweat, the daily steps. You can't skip the climb and still expect the view. Here's the key. Don't wish it were easier. Wish you were better. That's the spirit of being obsessed with the work. If you only chase the results, you'll always be frustrated because the world doesn't hand them out freely. But if you chase improvement, if you fall in love with the grind, the results will eventually chase you. That's what this entire conversation is about. It's about building a way of living where you measure yourself not by trophies or applause, but by the consistency of your effort. You measure progress by the work you put in today, not just the recognition that may or may not come tomorrow, because recognition fades, trophies gather dust, but the discipline you build lasts a lifetime. And once you make that shift, once you decide the work itself is the reward, everything changes. Pressure goes down, enjoyment goes up, and results start appearing almost as a surprise because you're too busy working to even notice when they arrive. That's the kind of obsession I want to share with you. Most people set their sights entirely on the outcome. They want the paycheck, the title, the applause, the recognition. They want to look in the mirror one day and see the full picture already finished. But here's the problem. You don't get results first. You get work first. You get effort first. You get discipline first. And if you're only obsessed with results, you'll quit the moment they don't show up on schedule. Think about it. Someone starts working out. 2 weeks go by, and they're frustrated because the mirror hasn't changed. So they stop. Or someone starts saving money, putting away a little each week. But a few months later, when they realize they're still far from financial freedom, they give up. Why? Because their eyes were glued to the results and not on the process that creates them. I've met people who could have done incredible things, but they couldn't handle the delay. They wanted harvest without planting, reward without sweat. And life doesn't work that way. If you tie your motivation to immediate results, you're finished before you ever really begin. The truth is, results are deceptive. They don't show up right away. Sometimes they show up much later than you expect. And in that gap between effort and reward is where most people disappear. That's the graveyard of dreams, impatience. The ones who succeed are the ones who learn to love the work. They show up not because the result is visible yet, but because the process itself has become part of who they are. You see, if you focus only on what you get, you'll quit. But if you focus on who you're becoming, you'll keep going. Because the work you do daily isn't just about producing something. It's about shaping someone. And that someone is you. That's why I call it the trap of chasing results. The trap looks like this. I'll be happy when, I'll be satisfied when. I'll keep going only if I see progress now. But if you fall into that mindset, you'll always be chasing, never becoming. And instead of building a strong foundation, you'll be living on fragile conditions, waiting for something outside of you to give you permission to continue. The shift begins when you say, I'm not here just for the trophy at the end. I'm here for the person I become along the way. That's how you escape the trap and start building a life that lasts. The process is where the real transformation happens. See, the result is only a snapshot, a moment in time. But the process is the ongoing story of who you're becoming. Every day you engage in the work, you're casting votes for your future self. Each repetition, each hour of discipline, each choice to stay the course, that's where the shaping happens. I once knew a man who wanted to become a writer. He dreamed of publishing a book that would inspire people all over the world, but he was paralyzed because all he could see was the finished result. His name on the cover, the book in bookstores, the applause at the launch. The weight of that image was so heavy that he never started. I told him, don't get obsessed with the book. Get obsessed with the page. One page every day. And that's what he eventually did. One page became two. Two became chapters. Chapters became a manuscript. The book came years later, but by then he had already become a writer through the process. That's the secret. The work doesn't just produce results. It produces identity. A runner becomes a runner, not at the finish line, but in the daily act of lacing up shoes and hitting the pavement. A leader becomes a leader, not when the title arrives, but in the quiet moments of making decisions, solving problems, and taking responsibility when no one is watching. So the process shapes the person, and here's the beauty of it. The person you're becoming is far more valuable than any result you could achieve. Why? Because results can be taken away, titles can be lost, money can vanish. But who you become, that stays. That's permanent. If you get anything from being here today, I want you to take this home, so write it down. Discipline weighs ounces, while regret weighs tons. Right? Discipline weighs ounces. But regret weighs tons. And I'll make it simple. The daily process, the small disciplines, may feel heavy in the moment, but they're light compared to the crushing burden of looking back and realizing you never became who you could have been. Every day you show up, every time you practice, every choice to persist instead of quit, that's character being built. And character is what will carry you when results seem far away. If you skip the process and demand the reward, you'll end up fragile. But if you embrace the process, you'll end up strong. And here's what's interesting. When you fall in love with the process, the results often show up when you least expect them. They sneak up on you. You'll look back after a year of faithful work and realize you've covered miles. You didn't even notice because you were too busy doing the work. That's the miracle of process. It makes the journey its own reward. Detaching from outcomes is one of the hardest lessons to learn. We live in a culture that glorifies the finish line, titles, bank accounts, trophies, recognition. And don't misunderstand me. Those things matter. Results are important. But if they're the only reason you show up, you won't last. Because results don't come every day. Results come at the end of long stretches of work, where it feels like nothing is happening. I knew a young man once who wanted to build a business. He was sharp, full of energy, and had all the ambition in the world. But after a few months, when the customers didn't come as quickly as he thought, he quit. Why? Because he was addicted to results, not committed to the process. He wanted instant proof, not delayed reward. And that's the trap most people fall into. They want harvest without planting, reward without patience, victory without discipline. If you tie your emotions to the outcome, you'll always be on a roller coaster, high when things go right, crushed when they don't. But if you tie your emotions to the process, you'll find steadiness. Because the process is yours. No one can take it from you. You can control the work.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Control your effort. And you can control your habits. The outcome will follow in due time. Think of the farmer. He plants in the spring, but he doesn't dig up the seeds 2 weeks later to see if anything's happening. He trusts the process. He waters, he cultivates, he protects the field from weeds and pests. And then, after season, the harvest comes. That's the model of life. Get obsessed with doing the daily work and let the results take care of themselves. I once asked a successful athlete how he handled the pressure of competition. He told me he didn't think about winning or losing during the game. He thought only about execution, doing the small things right, play by play. He said, "The results will take care of themselves if I take care of the details." That mindset is what carried him through, not only in sports, but later in business and in life. This is where longevity comes from. The person who is tied only to outcomes will quit the moment. Results slow down. But the person who is in love with the process, who finds satisfaction in showing up, who gains fulfillment from the work itself, nothing can stop them. They'll keep going when others fall away. And eventually, they'll get the results too, because persistence always outlasts impatience. So detach from the obsession with results. They're not your responsibility. Your responsibility is the work. Sow the seed, water it daily, protect it fiercely, stay consistent. And in time, the results will come, often greater than you imagine. When you think about building identity, it always comes back to consistency. Who you are isn't proven by what you occasionally do. It's defined by what you repeatedly do. One workout doesn't make you fit. One book doesn't make you wise. One investment doesn't make you wealthy. It's the steady rhythm, day after day, that creates transformation. There's a reason people lose confidence in themselves so quickly. They break their own promises. They say they'll start tomorrow, and then tomorrow comes and they don't. Every time you do that, you vote against the person you want to become. On the other hand, every time you keep your word to yourself, no matter how small, you cast a vote for a stronger identity. You reinforce belief. You build credibility with yourself. Mr. Schoaf always said that the greatest form of discipline is the discipline that's invisible, the things you do when no one is watching. That's where identity is forged. Not on the stage, not in the spotlight, but in the quiet moments. Getting up on time, finishing the task, showing up even when it's inconvenient. Because those small hidden acts accumulate, and soon the world sees the visible outcome of your invisible consistency. I remember a man who struggled with confidence. He felt like a fraud in his work, unsure if he belonged at the level he was striving for. I told him, confidence comes from evidence, and evidence comes from consistency. If you want to feel worthy, do the work day after day. Stack the proof until it's undeniable. Months later, he came back and said, you were right. I stopped waiting to feel confident and just started showing up. And somewhere along the way, I became the person I was trying to believe I could be. This is the secret. Identity is not something you wait for. It's something you build. Each action is a brick. Each choice is another layer. And after a while, you look around and realize you're standing in a house you built yourself. Not because you waited for results to hand you an identity, but because you let the daily disciplines shape who you are becoming. So if you want to change your life, don't chase identity directly. Chase consistency. Do the small things long enough, and identity will follow. Do them longer still, and results will follow too. And by then, you'll be unshakable, because who you are won't depend on the outcome, but on the kind of person you've proven yourself to be, one day and one choice at a time. Fulfillment is one of those things people search for their whole lives, and yet it rarely comes from where they expect. Most think it will arrive once the result shows up, when the bank account hits a certain number, when the title is finally on the desk, when the applause is loud enough to prove they've made it. But fulfillment doesn't live at the end of the road. It lives in the journey itself. It lives in the work. I've met people who achieved results most only dream about. Wealth, success, recognition. But many of them confess something surprising. They didn't feel fulfilled by the result itself. They felt fulfilled by the discipline, the growth, the late nights when no one was watching, the mornings they didn't want to get up but did anyway. That's where their pride lived, not in the trophy, but in the sweat it took to earn it. Don't wish for less work, wish for more skill. That's a philosophy that changes everything. Because once you stop fighting the work, once you stop resenting the grind, something shifts. You start to see the process itself as the reward. You're no longer trying to escape the work, you're trying to master it. And that mastery creates a kind of fulfillment that lasts longer than any external reward ever could. Let me tell you about a young man I knew who wanted success fast. He was chasing the results so hard that he skipped steps. He cut corners, got frustrated when the payoff didn't come quickly, and he lived in a cycle of disappointment. I told him, slow down, learn to enjoy the work itself, find joy in the process, build the habits, sharpen the skills, show up even when no one notices. He didn't believe me at first. He thought fulfillment would only come when he got the big break. But after a while, he changed his approach. He started pouring himself into the craft, learning, practicing, improving. Years later, when he finally achieved the result, he said something I'll never forget. The goal wasn't what made me proud. What made me proud was realizing I had become the kind of person who could earn it. That's fulfillment. When you realize you don't need the applause to keep going. When you realize the reward isn't only at the finish line, it's in becoming stronger, wiser, and more disciplined each day you work. That's why you can't tie your satisfaction to results. If you do, you'll always be at the mercy of something outside your control. Tie your satisfaction to the process, and you'll never run out of reasons to feel fulfilled. So don't just chase results. Get obsessed with the work, because results can be delayed. Results can be denied. Results can come and go. But fulfillment rooted in the process is something no one can ever take from you. At the end of the day, life doesn't reward the dreamer who just waits. It rewards the doer, the one who takes the vision, puts it into motion, and keeps showing up long after the excitement wears off. That's the difference between those who wish for results and those who actually achieve them. The truth is, results are never in your hands, not fully. You can't control the timing. You can't control the market. You can't control every circumstance. But the work, that's yours. Every choice you make, every habit you build, every ounce of effort you give, that belongs to you. And when you get obsessed with that part, you don't have to wait for results to feel alive. You're already living with purpose. Remember this: life is not shaped by one grand decision. It's shaped by the small daily ones. What time you wake up, how you spend your morning, whether you choose discipline or distraction, those little choices cast the votes that add up to your future. And if you want to guarantee the outcome, then cast enough votes through consistent effort that the results can't help but show up. So don't sit around waiting for applause. Don't pin your happiness to the next milestone. Instead, learn to love the sweat, the repetition, the grind. Because if you can fall in love with the process, then you'll never lose, even if the result takes longer than you expected. Success isn't the trophy, it's who you became while chasing it. Remember, don't wish it were easier. Wish you were better. That's what I've learned. The only way you get better is by showing up for the work day after day. If you do that, the results won't just show up once. They'll follow you everywhere you go. So here's the message I want you to carry. Obsess over the work, not the scoreboard. Pour yourself into the daily disciplines. Take pride in the effort. Celebrate the progress. And let the results take care of themselves. Because in the end, the real prize isn't what you got. It's who you became along the way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.